Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness, and today is episode number 254, and we have finally made the last podcast of this year, and it is Wednesday, December 28th. 2022 is still the year, but not for much longer. It's about to turn the calendar to a new year, a new chapter, all that good stuff. Everything that comes along with what people feel like is a fresh start, which we'll talk about New Year's resolutions probably a little bit. But I have a pretty long, drawn out, written out, I should say, piece. I won't read it word for word, but you will find me probably pausing and stuff. So I'm going to apologize for that ahead of time. I'm also going to apologize for, as always, not everything is G-rated on this podcast. I do cuss, so if this is your first time listening, please be aware of that. If you're around any little ones at work, just know that you might hear an F-bomb here and there. So just bear with me with that. And also, I might cry for many reasons because we have some news to spread. I just finished a workout with my son. They're on Christmas break, so it's just now noon on Tuesday that I decided to sit down and record this. So we just did a workout, so you might hear my kids screaming in the background at one another. It is lunchtime, so hopefully they're just eating and I can get this done and over with by the time they are done. But so yeah, I'm gonna cuss, I'm gonna cry, I'm going to maybe even sound a little shaky at times. That could just be because I just finished a workout with my son, and it was awesome. It was tiring. It was difficult. And the best part of it all was it was only 30 minutes. And I want to start off with that. 30 minutes. And right before I came in here, I told my wife, I was like, that took us 30 minutes from start to finish. We did a workout that we had programmed for the gym that me and him finished within 30 minutes from starting to finishing. And a lot of people complain that they don't have time. And let me tell you right now, here's your first cuss word. That's bullshit. So 30 minutes, start to finish. If you're looking to get into a program, get to it. We have our Home Fit program. It all could be done at home. So one dumbbell, body weight, whatever, you can do it at home. You can do it is the main point there. Another thing I want to talk about, which was something that I did not write down, but I want to touch on. This morning I got a handful of messages from people that said, hey, I won't be in the rest of this week because I got sick. I'm not feeling well, this or that. And it dawned on me, we're about 3 days Well, when you're listening to this, it's 3 days removed from Christmas. And what happens on Christmas? We consume a lot of food, we consume a lot of alcohol, we consume a lot of sugar. And what happens when we consume alcohol and sugar, especially combined, is that we fuck our gut up. It is just, it goes haywire. A lot of you probably don't even realize this or don't even know about this, or just be like, oh, well, I was a bacteria infested place and I touched this, someone was sick and that's how I got it. Well, your immune system is also depleted at the point of after a holiday like Christmas because of the things that we consume and do to our body. And not saying that you shouldn't do it, shouldn't consume it. I consume sugar like no one's business when it comes to the holidays. Although I do not drink, I probably don't feel all that well the next day or so. But what it does is it kind of depletes your immune system and you're not able to fight off anything that you might catch. So think about that the next time you are about to celebrate something with somebody. Minimize that and see how you feel afterwards. And also very important, consume all the water that you normally would, maybe even more. As well as getting like a 30 to 45 minute walk in. All in all, the 30 to 45 minute walk plus, you know, the time it takes you to consume the water will cut down on things drastically, and you probably won't get sick after a holiday. Test that out, because if you did get sick and then you go and do that and then you don't get sick, we can probably make the connections there. So a lot of people don't like thinking about that because they like to do whatever the fuck they want on the holidays, which I totally understand. But how do you what would you rather have? A good time with a little less intake, or a great time and you feel like shit because you got sick for a week after? So keep that in mind. Now, on to the more important things and topics. 2022 was a year that I was very unsure of where everything was going. And I'm still unsure when is the right time to let you all know about a specific move we were going to make as a family. And so that's as broad as I'm going to be with that. No move is happening, but how close we were and the things that prevented us from leaving. So we finished out our lease in our old space and we left. And a lot of you know, because I did not hide it. I asked a lot of questions. People saw my stress. People saw my worry, my concern. Back in June, we left our old space and we moved into our new space. It took a lot and almost everything as far as financially wise to move into our new space because of the large deposit that we had to make. June 13th, 2022 was our last day in our space that we left. And on June 13th, 2022, our landlord went and filed a lawsuit against us, a complaint, I'll say. So there's many layers to a lawsuit, and I'm going to start this off by saying, if you ever have the ability to not get into a lawsuit with somebody, don't sue them and do your best not to get sued, because I will tell you right now, it is not worth it. Not one bit is worth it. So from June 13th, this complaint was filed. Shortly thereafter, someone tried to serve me at my house, but I wasn't home and my wife didn't know this person, pretty much said, you know, he's not here, beat it. Someone served Steve papers at the gym. Actually, didn't even serve him, threw him at his feet, and said, I know it's you because I have a picture of you. As many of you know, Steve and I do not look alike, so this guy was full of shit. Third place, it was served. It was sent to my in-law's house, which was my forwarding address to my landlord, because again, we were inches away from moving. So we left that as a mailing address, a forwarding address. So here we are, December 28th. As of December 23rd, the Friday before Christmas, our lawsuit was over. We were back and forth. Thousands of dollars later, and I'm going to give you the exact amount here in a moment, and our lawsuit's over. I'll tell you what he was trying to do. He was trying to sue me for damages done to the space that we left, and if you were there while I was cleaning up, if you helped me roll up the turf and move things, you know that I didn't glue anything down. I didn't do anything to walls that I didn't then redo. We partitioned walls. We put everything back. Just how it was, we left about four. I can count them on my hand how many things we did not do. And that is where I am at fault. If I had done those, I'm going to guarantee that I still would have been sued. But maybe this wouldn't have gone as far. So he was suing me for damages. He got a quote for new items to be put, a new electrical, new flooring, new ceiling, everything in this space. And the tune of $96,000 was his first estimate. So his estimate for these new things is what we were saying we were being sued for, because that's what he was seeking. He then went down to $68,000. He then went down to give me $15,000 now and give me $11,000 and some change every month for the next 3 months for over the course of 2023 to a total of $68,000. And I at one point in time said, you know what? I will give you $15,000 just to leave me the fuck alone. And he didn't take it. Turns out, when you are a piece of shit like he is, karma comes back to get you. And I'm telling people now, his karma bubble must be filling up rather quickly, because he needed the money that I paid him to leave me alone. He texted me last Tuesday. We got this deal done Friday. That's how bad he needed the money. I ended up paying him $20,000. In all, we spent $29,000 in the course of someone thinking they were owed this. Like, he thought, hey, you owe me this money. And because he filed the paperwork for it, I had to fight him legally. And that is it's the worst. So I highly recommend never doing it. And here are my takeaways. It's settled. It's done. It's over with. I hope he dies in a fiery car crash. I hope the worst for him, in this life and in the next. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that you stay away from any lawsuit. It's definitely not worth it. And nothing is worth, so this is what I'm taking away now. Now that I've been able to, I can't tell you how happy I was to pay someone to leave me the fuck alone. The way we were able to pay for this, it was pretty much our life savings, which sucks. But this was supposed to probably take until the summer of next year. So to have it done and over with and to know that it's finalized and I don't need to deal with them is the peace of mind that I was searching for and I desperately needed. And what I've taken away from this is nothing worth stressing is brought by outside influences. So he filed this on the day that I returned the keys to his lawyer's office. He filed this complaint. So he already had it ready to go. He had it ready to rock and roll and was going to do this regardless. And so I could not stop that. And this whole time, you know, these last 6 months, I didn't really think about that. I only kept thinking, fuck, this guy is suing me and what can I do about it now? And if I would have just looked at, hey, I couldn't stop him from the beginning because it's an outside influence of some sort, I probably would have been a little bit better off. So what I've decided is moving forward is that I get to stress due to my want to accomplish whatever I want, whatever goals that I want, whatever I want to accomplish with my family, personally, with the gym, with each of you individually. That's what I get to stress about. And I get to stress about the things that I get to succeed at. So I get to succeed as a father. I get to succeed as a business owner. I get to succeed as a friend, as a husband, as a brother, as a son, a grandson. Like I get to choose that, right? So I get to choose that success and I get to choose those accomplishments. And that's what I choose to stress over from now on. If somebody, you know, rear ends me or someone, you know, I step in a puddle because it was raining, I don't curse the rain because I didn't have control over it. So if I would have done that months ago, I would not have been as beaten down, excuse me, I would not have been as beaten down as I would have gotten to, because what this eventually came to was I got depressed. I sought therapy, which helped greatly. I spent a lot of time crying, stressing. But what hurts the most was I was not progressing. There was no progression in me. We moved to a new space, but that wasn't a progression. Downsizing and everything with the space that we had to compare to where we are. I love where we are. I love it even more now that I don't have any chains tied down, like tying me down from the old space. But I didn't get to progress in that move. And that makes me a little bitter, but it's also going to help me push forward into this new year, this today. Like I'm not even looking at a new year. I'm looking at today and what I can make better today. Because a new year is just a flip of a calendar. I can make every fucking day better because I'm choosing to. I don't have to wait for fucking Monday. I don't have to wait till past my birthday. I don't wait for the calendar to flip to a new year, a new week, a new month. Nothing will keep me from wanting to progress anymore. I wasted too much time with these last 6 months. And this is going to go back to something that I feel like I fucked up with COVID as well. Like I chose to use COVID and now this lawsuit as an excuse to be held back and not progress. I lost members during COVID, not because of COVID. And now instead of dwelling on that, what can I do to get them back or gain more members? Like these are things that I'm writing down now and that's what I'm reading to you. Like I'm no longer going to blame the X, the Y, or the Z. I'm going to look at the X, the Y, or the Z and I'm going to look at what can I do now to make it so X doesn't happen, Y doesn't happen, or Z doesn't happen, or how can I change X, Y, and Z to help me help you or help me, you know, in whatever way that I can. I'm looking at the scenario a lot differently now. And you know, the lawsuit's over. It's done. It's over with. And what I've taken away from this is I'm a good person. I believe I'm a good person. And what I intend to do now, and all the good things that I, you know, that I intend to do in all aspects of life. Because the dark cloud seemed to have passed. Like that day that this all ended, I told my wife, I thought I'd feel really, really, really good. And I felt a weight lift off of me, but I didn't feel good. I actually felt bad. Like inside me, I felt sick. And what I think I'm chalking that up to is the stress actually was like, it was a ball built up. And then it just released. And it's not a good feeling when stress is released in your body. Like if you've ever gotten a massage and you get up and they tell you to drink water right away and to drink a lot of it. That's because the toxins are like spreading in your body and they need somewhere to go and they'll get flushed out with sweat and, you know, urine and waste and whatnot. But that's what I felt like that day. And I feel like it was a ball of stress that was built up and then just exploded once I handed that fucking check over for $20,000. That's what happened. And I didn't feel great, but I knew once I started thinking about it what it probably was. So that dark cloud has seemed to have passed. And what I've, another thing I'm taking away is that 3 years can either, it can seem long or short. And I wish I had used it more wisely and for better causes. Like had I had thought about, you know, we did some good during COVID. We helped raise $500 for a downtown Martinez business fund with the t-shirt sales. I was on the news trying to spread the word about, you know, small businesses aren't bad. If you can go to Walmart, you should be able to go to a gym. You should be able to go to, you know, your local leather shop, whatever it was. I did my best to do that. But I think I could have done more had I not focused on, well, COVID's doing this, I should be able to do that. And same thing with the lawsuit. Well, the lawsuit's here, so I can't work on that. That was my mindset. Because we've proven we can do great things with little or nothing to begin with. This gym is a prime example. We started in our garage, 486 square feet, 50 something members. Then we moved down into a space and we've grown it to what we are. We're going into year fucking 10. 2023 is year 10. July 13th, 2023 will mark the 10th year that I sat down at my dining, kitchen table with my Aunt Liz, and we sat down and we wrote down goals for her. That's when this process started, 10 years ago. We started with nothing. We started with no equipment, and then we gathered it. We started with nothing to help raise $10,000 with dealing with this lawsuit. So we can do the hard thing and still do great things. And now that I don't really have that hard thing in my life, watch the fuck out, because I'm going to do as much as I can for anyone that isn't in need of it. You know, I want to build on this $10,000, you know, the Wyatt's Troop is what I'm referring to. And I want to build on that and those types of actions and things that we were able to do while this shitbag was looking for money. I had already mentioned we spent over $29,000 with the final payout to this asshole. We switched lawyers, and I'm so happy we did. If you ever need legal help, and it's an area that David Hermelin and Hermelin Law downtown above Starbucks can help you with, please go see them. Once we switched to him and dumped Eric Samuels in Walnut Creek, fuck him and his law firm. He's garbage. He billed us for what seems like now nothing. He didn't do his job, we'll say. And it seemed like he was more buddy-buddy with my old landlord's attorney than he was trying to get me out of this this ordeal. So fuck Eric Samuels. And if you need help, go see David Hermelin and Hermelin Law Group downtown Martinez. If you need their information, I will gladly give it to you. So if you can avoid it, please don't ever get into a lawsuit. But it's just not worth it. So here we are. We're going to leave this madness in 2022, and 2023 is on deck, and I'm ready to be the best version of myself that I've seen in over 4 years. So this is dating back again before COVID happened, because that's where it started going downhill. It just seemed like I hit speed on the way down with this lawsuit, and now we've hit the bottom. We hit the bottom already. It's done. It's over with, and now we're looking to climb back up. And this change is, it's for no one but me. Right? This change of 4 years, it can't be for anyone else, right? No one else can make this happen. I have to plan. I have to push. I have to be putting the work in. I have to use my time wisely. I don't need or want motivation, because that feeling, it dies out. Like I had motivation this morning, and then it quickly went away. Once I got home, I realized how tired I was after last night's little storm that we had. It kept me up a bit. So I felt the tiredness and the motivation was gone. So the discipline has to be laid out and it has to be executed daily. Like, what do I want? I want my own fitness goals. I want membership of MEFers to go up. I want to do fun events. I want to help others when I can. And I mean, this is the one outside influence that I'm taking into going into 2023. I've been wanting to get back into jiu-jitsu, and I keep giving myself excuses as to not. And my wife is like, hey, go fuck yourself. You need to go. And so I'm trying to juggle that. And she's trying to push me towards that, right? So she's pushing me towards jiu-jitsu, and it's necessary. I need an outlet. What do I have? I have working out, but that's also my, you know, my quote unquote job. It's the thing that I do for a living. I have my children and my home. So those are two things. And they say you need three things in your life. Sometimes for people, it's the bar. Some people, it is our gym. Some people, it's yoga. Some people, it's bike riding. Some people, it's, you know, something. And I haven't had my third thing in a very long time. And what I'm toying with, and I'm saying it out loud now just because it'll help me stay accountable, or, you know, next time you see me, hey, how's that jiu-jitsu coming, is by the end of next year, there's a lot of jiu-jitsu tournaments that happen at the end of the year, and I think I want to throw my hat in the ring there. I think I want to spend the next 10, 11 months training, and then I think that last month or so, I want to compete. So we'll see how that goes. Again, trying to make it work with my schedule at the gym, and that's why you're going to see some things that you know, teeter back and forth as far as time slots and everything. I will be teaching my or coaching my son's baseball team as well, so it's going to be an action-packed year. But because I also want to do some races, some trail runs, you know, compete in some of those things. I want to compete. I think that's what's been missing. I just want to compete. And I want to get out of my comfort zone. And getting out of my comfort zone, I also want to do some speaking. I want to do speaking for kids. I'm going to start with the Vicente High School that I get to go and talk to them January 13th. And then I become their fucking PE teacher the following Monday, which is crazy because I think that is actually my Papa G's birthday. Hold on one sec. Holy shit. Yep. So that marks something special to me. I'm going to start with doing PE for these kids. I'm going to speak to these kids. I speak to the baseball team. They seem to be enjoying it. I want to speak. I want to do this brick by brick idea that I've had for a while now. And I was recently, so all that to get out of my comfort zone. So whatever you're doing right now, if it's not what you love or something that you are in love with, want to do the rest of your life, I highly recommend drawing a circle, like what I have here in front of me. I have a circle with everything that is in my comfort zone. Owning the gym, you know, coming home at certain times. Like I have a specific schedule. What is out of my comfort zone? Jiu-jitsu, speaking, signing up for races, you know, all that stuff is out of my comfort zone. It's not in my bubble. So the stuff that's comforting to me is in my bubble. Everything that's outside of that bubble is outside of my comfort zone. And that's where I'm going to find my growth. If I could draw an arrow from the bubble of comfort over to the things that I have listed on what I would like to try to do, which puts me out of my comfort zone, that arrow and that space, that's where the growth happens. That growth is going to make me better, whether I compete and lose, whether I do a trail run and don't finish, whatever it is. In that distance there between my comfort zone and the things that put me out of it, I'm going to get better. And I very much look forward to the stuff in that space because I haven't been there in a long time, and I'm well past due. So I highly suggest you do the same thing. I just finished my second ever workout log over the 10 years that I've been, you know, tracking stuff, and I'm on my second book of Wednesday Wisdom, you know, writing. So the books are piling up and they're filling up, and I get more excited when I finish one because that just means I get a whole fresh new slate to fill up a whole other book. And I highly recommend you do the same. Write it all down, your thoughts, your feelings, everything. Note it down because, you know, 2 years from now, when you look back and be like, oh shit, I was looking to start this and now I'm doing it. And I'm gonna leave you with two last things. I got a book gifted to me from Gabby. Gabby, I love you. Thank you very much for this book. It's by Jim Stovall. I think that's how you say his name. And it's called You Don't Have to Be Blind to See. And when I first read it and I'm looking at it, I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? Well, it turns out Jim Stovall is blind, or was. I'm not sure if he's still alive, but and he was not born blind. He gradually went blind. And then one day he woke up and it was permanent. He couldn't see anymore. And he's talking about, you know, the process of, you know, from barely being able to see, to not being able to see, to the things he wanted to do before he was able to, before he lost all of his vision. And there was one story specifically that I've gotten to. I'm about a quarter of the way done. But it was a story about a boy. And the story was, so Jim Stovall went to this school for children who have disabilities. And they gave him the opportunity to work with this 4-year-old boy because he didn't have a teaching background or anything like that. But he needed to keep this boy occupied, so he stayed away from the stairs because he had an issue with seizures, I believe it was. So keep him away from the stairs and keep him busy and away from kids, and also make sure his shoes are tied because they come untied, he can trip and fall. So those were his three tasks: keep him away from everyone, keep his shoes tied, and keep him away from the stairs. What Jim decided to do is he decided to teach him how to walk up and down the stairs. He decided to teach him how to tie his shoes. And at one point in time, Jim Stovall was ready to quit the school because he was sure he was not going to be able to make the school that he was going to and the grades for it, because he was going blind. He couldn't see. He couldn't read the test. The teachers were not allowing him to have someone come in and speak the test to him. And so he was telling president of this school, well, he was helping this boy with his seizures, that, hey, I'm gonna have to quit, I'm gonna have to get a full-time job because I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have to drop out of my school. The guy said, fine, go for it, whatever you need to do. But this little boy heard everything that he told him, that he heard the conversation. And when he comes out, he's telling him, the young boy tells him, you can do it. And this is pretty relevant because this is exactly what Jim Stovall was telling this boy when he was telling him, you're going to tie your shoes and you're going to walk up and down those fucking steps. And the boy said, no, I can't. He said, yes, you can. And now here's this little boy who's telling him, yes, you can, while he's trying to tell him, no, I can't. So he had to make a choice. He said in his mind, he either could tell this boy, hey, I was full of shit when I first met you and you can't do that. Or I can tell him or believe him just like he believed me and say, okay, I can do it. He ended up staying with him, and I want to say it was 2 years later, this boy was able to walk up and down the steps and tie his shoes, and they brought him back for an acceptance, and this boy as well was this big thing. And so what happened was, a couple years after that ceremony, the boy passed away because he had a brain hemorrhage that, you know, it took his life. And the kid... I'm going to get choked up because I got choked up yesterday while I was reading this out loud because my kids were around me when I was reading it out loud to them. The moral of the story was, imagine had he had not lost his life, what he would have been able to accomplish. The little boy who couldn't tie his shoes, who couldn't go up downstairs at 4 years old, was being told, hey, pretty much babysit, keep him away from these things. But this guy taught him how to do this. These two things. And he was able to walk up and down stairs, tie his shoes, but his life was cut short because of this thing. And that made me think, it made me think of things that I hate, and I hate thinking about death. And just imagine what that young boy could have accomplished had he had been given the chance. And here I am sitting down, it is Tuesday afternoon, I was given a chance today. If you're listening to this, you were given the chance today. If you wake up tomorrow, you get another chance. The day after that, the day after that. It's corny as fuck, but the saying about you get to start one day, but someday isn't one of them. Stop waiting for fucking Monday. Stop waiting for 2023. Stop waiting until after that event. Stop waiting for that event. Stop fucking waiting. And in 2023, I'm going to give you these tips. I want you to track your fitness. That goes for water, workouts, and your food. I want you to track your spending because probably a good majority of you are sitting there worried about your finances. Track your spending. Be present with the people that you love and that you are around in the moment. Enjoy moments no matter what, because I regret that over the last few years, but specifically the last 6 months. And the biggest tip going into 2023 is be happy. Because you had an opportunity today. If you're listening to this, you have an opportunity tomorrow if you wake up, the following day. Some of us have decades left, and we need to fucking have something to show for it. And that's it, guys. I love you all. Happy 2022. We're looking forward to 2023. I appreciate you all. I'm glad that you're a part of MEF if you come to the gym. If you're not, I appreciate you too for listening to this. Get out and move. We'll see you in the gym. Have a great day, everybody.